And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak talks about vanity of a midlife crisis.
The stereotype of a man's midlife crisis is a sports car or getting the earring he never had. Ew. Women tend to slide more gradually into our midlife. I suppose I shouldn't stereotype, so let me share my ugly slide towards middle age. I don't plan any plastic surgery, like, ever. The best one-liner I heard was a woman who said she didn't do that because she wanted her body to decompose when she died. My midlife crisis involves fake hair and neck skin, so hang on tight. And please take my picture from above. Everyone knows that is a most slimming angle for a selfie. Chin out, eyes up, camera above you just a bit. Ready for that close-up. As a teenager, I was raised well. My natural appearance encouraged by my father, who always preferred a clean, makeup-free face on a woman. What a wonderful message for a young girl to receive. I still dabbled in makeup and developed my love of a deep retro red lipstick. My grandma taught me that some lipstick brightens the face so nicely. She wore a very optimistic pink, and I still hear her in my heart whenever the topic of lip color comes up. In my 20s and 30s, I wore makeup here and there, but often had a bare face with the red lipstick center stage. I left my lip mark on cards, letters, bathroom mirrors, and unwitting victims. Daily lipstick carried me through adulthood beautifully until recently. When I reached a certain age, it seemed my face began to change. I'd become accustomed to middle-aged post-baby weight gain and honestly did not care enough to fight back very hard. But my face? My skin? I began wearing makeup almost daily and spending more money on it. I'd start with just a little something and then keep adding because I just felt so much better about how I looked. Then I noticed moisturizer wouldn't fix my neck. I thought it was just dry, and I won't admit here how much money I have spent experimenting with mid-priced face and neck creams. One day, amidst all this vain struggle, I remembered the miracle of a falsie hairpiece. In my 20s, I had a clip-on ponytail. It was marvelous. A waterfall of long, shiny hair I could butterfly clip onto my teeny nub of a samurai ponytail. I would feel like a Victoria's Secret bombshell, a goddess, even with unwashed, unstyled hair. It took 2 minutes, and I felt like a movie star. I still cannot explain it. I did, however, in a rash act of humorous showmanship, remove my clip-on ponytail at work during a staff meeting. I did it to demonstrate the dramatic before and after difference. I do not think they were impressed, more like amused horror. It wasn't a classy move, but aren't we all idiots in our youth? My hair is fine and usually a dyed variation of auburn. I never grow it out well or long, but have always coveted long, lustrous, full hair. My dream hair is long, red, and curly. I once stalked a woman at a downtown South Bend event because she had my perfect hair. I asked if I could touch it, which I now know is creepy. Curly, redheaded Kathy Dietz and I became friends nonetheless. Recently, a new friendship led to an adventure at M&M Wig Shop in Merrillville, Indiana. I found a fabulous ponytail clip to match my hair and immediately felt 20 years younger. I felt thinner and smarter and less like someone's frumpy mother. My new friend Kat also bought a clip-in ponytail, and soon we were posing in the preschool pickup line, taking pictures of our fabulousness and giggling like middle schoolers. It was ridiculous and wonderful. So great. I was embarrassed at first, and you may think I should be embarrassed still. I'm a wild woman with intelligence, a fantastic life, friendships, deep faith, and strong ties to my community. I still want to be pretty. I want to feel pretty. It gets harder for me to feel pretty, and my suddenly bountiful hair is one way that works for me. If you see me one week with chin-length hair, and the next week it's cascading down my back, just wink, smile, and tell me I look beautiful. Keep the camera higher than my chin, and I'm ready for my close-up, Bob Henning. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.